Addled, written by Stephen Dick and Chris Grady. Series 2, Episode 2, Street Justice.
Too close! Too close! Too close! Oh, nice distance, madam. If only more drivers were like... Too close! Too close! Too close!
Your problem, pal!
My problem, pal, is you, pal cheat. The highway code clearly states...
Ah, here we go.
...that you give cyclists as much room as you give a car, a.k.a. not in the cycle lane, and not so close I can do this!
Stop slapping my car!
I'm making a point, chief.
You're making a dead guy!
You thought you could have killed me! It is not my time!
Well, I'll teach you for touching my car!
Touch it? I'm gonna rip its ears off!
No! No!
Beautiful, isn't it? Look at me go.
Watch out for that car!
It's not live, Robbie.
Oh, that's a relief. Does Brennan survive?
Keep watching, baby.
Brennan, are you ripping his wing mirror off?
I am indeed, and spoiler alert, I also kick his spoiler off.
That's pretty extreme, Brennan, even for you.
Thanks.
That's not a good thing.
I was provoked. I'm always provoked.
Calm down, Brennan.
Stop provoking me.
This has to stop happening.
Hang on. Obviously, Brennan shouldn't have taken the law into his own hands.
The hands of justice.
But that guy was dangerous. He had to stand up for himself.
But the best way to do that is to talk about it calmly. It's like that thing with Theo.
Oh, please. Tell us what's happening with Theo.
He had a fight with a bigger boy at school, and I think he needs to toughen up a bit.
Whereas I don't think any form of aggression is helpful in resolving a conflict.
Pussy.
What?
I love you. But you're wrong. You can't hide from conflict. You need to face it head on.
Typical. We've been here 5 minutes and Mark and Don are already arguing, making everything about them, as usual.
That's a bit harsh, Sue.
Well, I'm hangry because a pigeon stole my breakfast this morning. As usual.
We'll be here all day if we wait for Mark and Don to agree.
Good point. Not true.
So let's open up the discussion and drop this baby online. Moses 2020.
That's a terrible idea. Videos like this only inflame existing tensions between motorists and cyclists, and we never come out of them well.
That's true. People do not like our kind.
I hate all those cars honking their horns at us, giving me flashbacks to that time I was set upon by 50 geese. Unprovoked, by the way.
I didn't think it wasn't. I do now.
This is why everyone needs to see this. People need to know that it's a war out there.
That kind of language is exactly why you shouldn't post it.
So now you want to stifle your own precious debate, Chairman Mark?
Like I said before, the debate's only worth having when it's calm and measured.
I was measured the other day. I'm 6'2".
Brennan, trust me. You want to fix bad driving, but by posting this, it could have the opposite effect.
Brennan, trust me. You don't win a battle by backing down.
Guys, I trust both of you, so I'm very confused right now.
It's not fair of you to put Brennan in the middle of your domestic.
Sue's got a point. It's like trying to make him choose which one of us he likes more.
Oh, that helps. And post it.
Yes!
You've done the right thing, Brennan.
If by the right thing you mean started World War III.
Oh, no. I can't go to war. I've still got 6 weeks left of Pilates.
Hey, how was your day?
Yeah. And you?
Lunch.
Okay. Yours was worse.
Yes, crushing it. Where's the boy?
In his room. He's had a tough day.
Oh, no. Is he still having problems with that turnip-headed kid?
You can't say that.
I'll say worse if he's been picking on Theo. So, is it him? The boy with the heed like a Swede?
Afraid so. I really hope that was all water under the bridge.
It sounds like it's fluid on the brain.
He's in the year above. Of course his head's bigger than Theo's.
Why are you defending his head?
Because Malcolm was actually the innocent party this time.
What are you saying?
Theo shouted at him.
Yes!
And then kicked him in the knee and smashed his pencil case off the wall.
No.
And you know what he said afterwards?
Was it something cool, like case closed?
He said it's what Brennan would have done.
Why would he... He's seen the video.
I said there would be consequences.
Damn right there will be. Theo, get down here now.
Dawn, I really think we've learned from this that we should do things as calmly as possible.
I haven't learned that at all. You do things your way, I'm going to do them properly. So, Theo, you're in big trouble.
You sound like Dad.
Mr. Dad? I mean, Mr. Nichols. No, we're at home. Dad's fine. Carry on.
You kicked a boy in the leg. What have you got to say for yourself?
He drew pictures of me with big ears and I was showing people, so I told him to stop it.
Well, that's good. You clearly stated your position.
But then Dad told us to talk about our problem, so Malcolm made fun of me and Dad.
Understandable.
That's just mean.
So I branded him.
Theo, about that. So, it wasn't nice what Malcolm did, but what you should have done is quietly informed him how much his picture upset you.
And would Malcolm have cared?
Well...
No, he wouldn't, because Malcolm's the devil. Now, you don't hit the devil or smash up his things. That's what he wants. He's a trickster. But what you can do is get in the devil's massive face.
But that only makes the devil angry.
But what's he going to do? Go red in his massive face? He's the devil. That's his natural colour.
This is pointless.
Theo, where are you going?
What's the point in listening to you two if you can't even agree with each other?
We can agree. We just don't on this occasion.
On any occasion.
That's not true.
See? In your perfectly normal-sized face.
Whatever.
Maybe Theo's got a point. And Sue said pretty much the same thing.
We're not that bad.
We can't even agree on the best way to disagree.
Which usually I'm fine with. It keeps things interesting.
That's one word for it.
That's why I used it. But if it's affecting Theo and causing him to look to Brennan as a role model...
Can we at least agree that that is not a good thing?
It's a terrible thing.
Just say yes.
You're right. You're right. We both need to make more of an effort to agree with each other, even when we don't.
I agree. For Theo.
Oh, poor wee guy. He's probably up there now, annoyed, angry, on the internet.
I'll check the parental controls. Uh-oh.
What?
He's just posted a picture of Brennan and the words street justice to his Instagram.
Oh, I want my sweet little boy back. We need to get Brennan to take that clip down before Theo gets completely radicalised.
I agree again. Next cycle club, let's do it together. Brennan listens to you.
He does, yeah. So why do I need you?
Baby steps, darling. Baby steps.
Sorry. I was held up by a particularly tricky ULC mod composite.
You what now?
Oh, sorry, I forgot none of you speak orthodontist. Essentially...
No habla de teeth, Francis. It's time to ride. Vamonos!
I've stolen pizza balls from work for us both, Brennan. 5 each.
Actually, Sue, I'm riding with Mark and Dawn tonight.
But they don't have pizza balls.
Mark might after last week.
We always ride together. Why are you ditching me?
Mark and Dawn said they want to double-team Brennan on video.
No, we did not.
Well, that's what I agreed to.
We want to talk to him about his video, nothing more.
Actually, that is something we need to discuss as a group. I presume you've all seen the comments.
Not as many death threats as I thought I'd get. Still, loads, though.
But you didn't deserve them this time. It was the dangerous driver's fault.
And there was an initial backlash against him, but... Since the clip was shared on carscarscars.com/carscarscars, there's been a huge backlash to the backlash.
A backlash.
Here we go. Typical cyclist, no respect for the rules of the road.
Further proof that cyclists should pay road tax.
Here's a rule for you. There is no such thing as road tax.
We know.
It's all to do with vehicle emissions.
We know, Brennan.
I'll never buy my child a bike for Christmas, and it's all because of this guy.
My dog's got diabetes, but this guy's worse. Make him stop. Delete this man from my brain.
Robbie, you're reading the comments on a Paddy McGuinness clip.
Ooh, no lucky.
So much anti-cyclist stuff on here.
There's no doubt that your video has created a dangerous situation on the roads.
Great.
What?
I mean, we're all agreed then that Brennan should take it down. Because it's also had a really negative effect on Theo.
Oh, they're doing it again. Mark and Dawn making it all about them.
Why are you having a go at us? Did a pigeon eat your breakfast again?
Yes. And it's my fault for eating porridge al fresco.
If you guys think it's making things worse, I can delete it. No biggity.
Oh, it's too late for that. Local news have already picked it up. And this morning, the Easy Rider's Facebook page was contacted by a producer on the Breakfast with Vivienne radio programme.
Who listens to the radio anymore?
I do, and I love Vivienne.
Me too. She says the things that none of us want to say.
They want Brennan to go on the show for a debate about the clip and the wider discussion around the war on cyclists.
I do like a healthy debate.
You committed GBH on a BMW.
Mark's got a point. Vivienne's whole thing is manufactured outrage.
Oh, yes. She made me so angry at single white females the other day. And I am one. And so's she.
And that's great radio when it's something you don't care about. But maybe Brennan's not the best person to represent cycling in that arena. No offence, B-boy.
None taken.
Of course he's not. He's a loose cannon, a liability. Prince Andrew gives better interview.
No sweat. No. The important thing, I guess, is someone puts our points across. How about it, Sue?
I'm not a morning person, so I can only do it if I'm allowed to swear and cry through the whole thing.
Well, someone needs to go on.
Please don't pick me, please don't pick me, please don't pick me.
Robbie, I'm not going to pick you.
Oh, reverse psychology backfire.
Well, if nobody else wants to go, I suppose.
What if Mark and I did it together?
You know who works really well together?
Me.
Don, we don't agree about what happened.
Exactly. So we could show that all cyclists aren't the same, that we're just normal people, mostly. And if we got Theo to listen in...
We could demonstrate that it's possible to have a constructive disagreement without it leading to violence.
We could finally set a good example to our son.
Oh, who cares about your son?
Right?
We do!
Oh, that is the kind of passion we need to take our message of safety onto the radio and kick the audience in the face with it.
I'm nervous. I never get nervous.
We'll be okay. So long as there's no nasty surprise...
Jesus Christ!
The question we've been asking this morning. Cyclists, two-wheeled angels or scum of the earth? Graham is in Kirkintilloch.
They are the scum of the earth.
Thank you, Graham. Scum of the earth certainly winning at the moment in our Twitter poll as well. Now, before we talk to today's guests, have a listen to this.
You're driving without wing mirrors!
That was the viral YouTube clip of a Mr. Brennan Neal dismembering the body of a two-year-old BMW. Mr. Neal declined our request to be interviewed, but I'm joined by two members of his cycle group, the Easy Riders. We have Dawn Nichols.
Hello! Big fan, by the way. Hi, Theo!
And her husband, Mark Nichols.
Good morning, Vivienne.
Hi, Theo.
So, you're married and you're both cyclists. Does that mean you're both scum of the earth?
Great question.
Spicy.
But no, we are both non-scum. Right, honey?
Oh, no scum here. Scum-free zone. I don't... Scum? Please ask me another question now.
So, would you assault a car?
Do you want to go first?
I do, but you should go.
See? Calm and reasonable. Now... Look, did Brennan take things too far? Absolutely. But not all cyclists are like Brennan, and most of us would agree that a calm, reasoned discussion would have been the best way to deal with this disagreement.
And is this the view of both of you?
No, but that's absolutely fine.
My husband and I do have very different views on the video.
I respect her views, and she respects my right to have mine.
The vast majority of cyclists are law-abiding road users. But sometimes we do feel like we're under attack.
And deservedly so.
What? You can't say that.
Don, remember, calm and reasonable.
People do say that, though.
Yes, you, just there.
You say you're road users. You ever paid road tax?
Oh, stop it. You know perfectly well there's no such thing as road tax. There's vehicle excise
duty. I'll take that as a no.
Hey, I'm warning you.
And I'm looking at you very sternly.
So I assume you have no qualms about skipping a red light, riding on the pavement, cycling up the middle of stationary traffic, ignoring every rule in the book.
Easy there, V-Dog. We didn't come on this show for you to make my husband look like a plum.
or for you to make cyclists out to be some kind of street nuisance.
Cyclists, street nuisance, your words.
There were other words.
See, this is the kind of prejudice and shoddy treatment that cyclists face all the time. That's why Brennan gets so angry.
So you condone his actions? Well, maybe you would do the same. Maybe you'd go further. Maybe you'd take a human life.
Maybe we would.
Maybe. Mark.
Oops.
So you're both saying maybe to murder. Fascinating. Let's take some calls. We have Norman.
No, you don't, sucker. This is Brennan.
Oh, no.
From the video.
I am the one and only.
Brennan, we're handling this.
Oh, I know. I've been listening. And let me tell you that Barkin don't have my full support.
Please hang up.
We've tried being nice, we've tried signalling earlier, wearing brighter clothes, ringing louder bells, but still these drivers cut us off, knock us off, shout abuse and keep coming too close!
It sounds like you want a war against honest, law-abiding drivers.
I do want a war.
Oh, that doesn't sound peaceful.
That's why I'm calling on every cyclist in this city, 8 a.m. this Friday, to take the battle to the street with a mass go slow. Dust off your vuvuzelas, people!
Theo, maybe you should turn the radio off now. There's a good boy.
If you plan to hold this city hostage, then I hope every driver out there fights back against you with all they have.
Really hope you've turned it off, wee guy.
Because you, sir, are the scum of the earth.
Breakfast with Vivienne.
And that's us off air.
I feel sick.
That was great, guys. Fab radio. And good luck with your protest. I'm a bike rider myself. It is crazy out there.
What?
Oh, I told you she was good.
And he's finally asleep.
What were you reading him? Harry Potter and the Brexit negotiations?
Oh, he's just so excited about this go slow.
I can't believe the whole school's going.
They think it's important to get the kids excited about activism. As if my job wasn't hard enough, now I've got to worry about Brennan whipping 6B up into a rabid frenzy.
Will 7B be there? You don't think Theo and Malcolm are going to fight again, do you?
Oh, I do now. How am I going to prevent that with everything else going on? This is going to be a disaster.
You never know. It might be fine. Hi, Francis, Robbie.
Things will not be fine.
How did you hear that from outside?
He's an orthodontist, Don. He's fluent in low-frequency mumbles.
So you heard everything?
I did. And you need to deal with the mess you made. You were supposed to prevent car crashes, not take part in one.
We were provoked.
By the best in the business. I got her autograph. Do you want to see?
Oh, yes. But later, we have more pressing concerns.
Oh, what's happened now? And where's Sue and Brennan?
Sue is waiting outside our house for me to pick her up and bring her here. Oh.
And Brennan is the pressing concern. Since he declared war on motorists on the radio, the Facebook page has been inundated with people wanting to, and I quote, join his bloody crusade.
People get carried away online. I'm sure they don't mean anything by it.
Brennan's bloody crusade was his idea for what to call it.
Do you think that would be enough for the council to shut it down?
Brennan talks a tough game, but the authorities are never going to be afraid of a bunch of cyclists.
I sent him a text asking him to cancel it. He sent one back saying, caramelise what? I sent one back saying, oops, autocorrect, and then I forgot to send anything else.
We tried to talk him out of it after the show, but there is no way he's going
to
cancel it.
You have to make him! OK, cards on the table. I have a holiday booked to Portugal and this go slow would seriously jeopardise my ability to get to the airport.
And Pilates is really important to me this week.
Oh, I see. So you don't mind if the city tears itself apart so long as it doesn't inconvenience you?
Well, yes. Don't forget you caused this by using our culture as a parenting tool.
And that is very offensive to our people.
I mean, that is kind of true. And it might keep Theo out of trouble if it was cancelled. But how do we do that?
Surely the five of us can outthink Brennan.
There's four of us, Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
There are five if you count Vivienne. I mean, she's been demanding the council shut the go slow down every day on her show.
It was her fault. She provoked Brennan by misrepresenting us, making us out to be dangerous.
It was very, very effective.
Well, if it's dangerous she wants,
it's dangerous she'll get.
It was implied, Robbie. It was obviously implied.
Breakfast with Vivienne.
Welcome back to Breakfast with Vivienne, where I have some breaking news about the protest against honest, hard-working drivers organised by the amoral, reckless and frankly disgusting Mr. Brennan Neal, who joins me today. Good morning.
That is not the introduction I wrote.
I'll get straight to it. How do you explain this provocative video that was posted to the Easy Riders Cycle Club Facebook page just this morning?
What video? I haven't seen anything. I've been practicing this. Vuvuzela! The only reason I'm here is that none of the others are answering your calls. Or mine, weirdly.
Well, perhaps you'd like to talk us through what's going on in this disturbing clip.
Well, I suppose I can give it a shot. Hey, that's Dawn.
This protest is a battle.
Well, that's clearly metaphorical.
This is about two fundamentalist groups.
Cyclists and motorists.
Fighting over disputed territory.
The road.
The battleground.
Still the road.
We will not lie down.
Because we'd get run over.
We will fight the oppressors of our people.
Drivers and joggers.
We will never surrender.
Where have I heard that before?
We will never surrender.
Chilling. But I can exclusively reveal that the council, on police advice and my interpretation of what journalism is, have decided that your incendiary, potentially violent go-slow is now a no-slow.
What? No! I've been betrayed by the sleazy riders!
No honour among scum.
Oh, and you're even worse, picking sides when it suits, just to get people like me riled up enough to phone in and shout at you it's irresponsible. It's dangerous.
It's award long-listed campaigning at its best. So, what next for the self-proclaimed scum of the earth?
Self-proclaimed by whose self?
Myself.
Right. Well, I guess, even though we're cancelled, I'm still going to be cycling, alone, and very slowly on the busiest stretch of road.
Today, at 8 a.m, to raise awareness of the need for motorists to keep a safe distance away. And another thing, Dawn, Mark, I'm going to hunt you down and...
I think we can safely assume that wasn't going to be good.
You guys are the worst!
One day, you'll understand we did that for you.
So show some gratitude and go and choose yourself some lunch.
And unclench that fist.
Oh, it's finally over. Brennan's malign influence will fade away and we can focus on getting Theo back to the sweet, timid boy who was getting picked on by Malcolm XL head size.
We still need to deal with that properly this time.
Why was Malcolm picking on him in the first place?
I can't remember. Hey, there's Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Oh, balaclavas are in aisle 4.
Are you really annoyed at us, or is it the hanger pains again?
Pigeons don't like black pudding. Does that answer your question?
Brennan was never going to back down. What were we supposed to do?
You could have helped him do something better instead of making him feel like a massive failure.
You know what he's like. So he'll yell at some cars for a few hours. He'll be in his element.
He's on his own. He'll be terrified.
Really? Why?
He knows he gets carried away. That's why he trusted you to speak for him. But you were so preoccupied with yourselves and that thing you made.
His name is Theo.
You didn't stop to think about why Brennan gets so worked up.
And why does he?
He was knocked off his bike by a car coming too close when he was a teenager. He spent 3 weeks in hospital.
And he banged his head. That explains so much.
Mark, that's not nice.
About how strongly he feels about road safety, I mean, honest.
Would have been more convincing without the honest there, honey.
And not true. It was his leg he broke. But it was enough to shake him up. Brennan only joined the Easy Riders because he gets so scared cycling on his own.
So why is he going ahead with a solo go slow?
He's doing it for us. If it wasn't for people like Brennan kicking up fuss about cycle lanes and safe passing distances...
Too close.
It would be 10 times worse out there. But all people see is an angry guy lashing out and they don't stop to think about why.
Oh my God.
We've really let Brennan down.
No, focusing on the behaviour rather than the cause. That's what we've been doing with Theo.
Oh, this guy again.
Oh, you're right. I saw them fighting and went straight into crisis mode.
And then we disagreed about how to handle it and that took over everything.
I can't believe you're doing it again. Choosing to focus on your own child over your cycling buddy.
That's not unreasonable. I didn't carry Brennan for 9 months, did I?
You never even gave him the chance.
Can we go now?
Theo, what actually happened between you and Malcolm?
We fell out because he didn't invite me to his birthday party.
I can see why.
Sue, Why would he? He's in the year above. You don't even know him.
Yes, I do. He was my best friend in comics club.
We've got a comics club.
But he said I was too young to see a 12 at the cinema.
You are too young for that.
Oh, I should say sorry then.
Tell that to your parents.
To be fair, Sue, he just did.
Stop defending him!
Uncle, you want? I'm not going to go any faster.
Go for it!
You brought this on yourself!
Brennan, it's us!
What? Oh, thank... What are you doing in that big, ugly van?
Not going to Portugal, that's what we're doing.
We thought you could use some reinforcements on your ride.
Our bikes are in the back. We'll park up and get them out.
I wasn't expecting to see you guys since the backstabbing.
Me neither. Dawn told me we were popping out to do some photocopying.
Classic Dawn.
Honestly, I think I might have to fire you for this.
Yeah, overruled. We owe you an apology, Brennan. We've been really selfish.
Really, really selfish, haven't we, Francis?
You have, yes.
Solidarity.
What brought this on?
Well, Sue had a lot to do with it.
I had everything to do with it.
And these guys set a good example.
Who are they? Can't be my kids. I only date Chinese.
Theo's our son, remember? And his friend, Malcolm. Theo's a big fan.
We drew this picture of you. Look!
Hey, this is awesome. It's the Easy Riders and we're superheroes.
Bloody children. Why is always about them?
Calm down, Sue.
Not even a good picture.
Regardless, it reminded us of what we are.
Damn right, we're heroes.
No, we're a group. That's the whole point of the Easy Riders. We forgot that and we should never have let you come out here alone.
Well said, Mark. I mean, it sounded better when I said the exact same thing in the van, but, you know, whatever.
So, if it's okay with you, we'd like to join your go slow.
Of course it's okay. I'm so happy to see you guys, and you'll be glad to know I have completely renounced violence.
That's good. It's way before the watershed.
I've been watching the climate guys, and the secret of their success is powerful chanting. So if you're all up for it...
Yeah, sure.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
What are the words?
Don't worry, it's simple enough for the little dudes to learn.
Thanks, Brennan.
So say it loud and say it now. Careless drivers, other truckers.
Careless drivers, other truckers.
Uh-oh.
You're way too close, you motherfucker! Saddled with Mark, played by Greg McHugh. Dawn by Lucianne McAvoy. Brennan by Richard Gadd. Francis by Robin Lane. Sue by Sally Reed. Robbie by Jerry McLaughlin. Vivienne by Anita Vitesse. And Theo by Lucas Beatty, with other voices supplied by Tom Urey. The producer was Gus Beatty. Saddled is a Gus Mann production for BBC Radio Scotland.